Well, it's 2019. We're just a little bit more than a year out from the 2020 presidential election. A lot of eyes on the Democratic primary race right now and where things stand. Public policy polling based out of Raleigh just did a national survey of Democratic voters to find out not just where things stand as far as the Democratic primary goes, but also where Democratic voters stand on some of the big issues of the day. Joined now on the phone by Jim Williams of Public Policy Polling to break down the numbers. You can find them online at publicpolicypolling.com. You can also find more from PPP on social media at PPP Polls. Jim Williams, thanks so much for being with us today.
Hey, Aaron, thanks for having me.
So let's break it down. Let's actually start with the primary question, which is about the primary. Still got a couple dozen or close to it Democratic candidates in the race. Where do things stand right now?
Yep, and we polled them all. We asked people about it, all of them, national Democratic primary voters.
That's a long question to ask on the phone, right?
Yeah, it took some creativity, but we got it done. So we found 9 Democrats polling above 1% right now. Joe Biden was the leader with 36%. Elizabeth Warren had 13%. Bernie Sanders at 12%. Kamala Harris at 10%. Those are the top 4. Cory Booker and Pete Buttigieg are tied for 5th place at 4% apiece. And then Amy Klobuchar, Andrew Yang, and Michael Bennett each got 2%.
And there's been a little bit of up and down with some of those candidates. Pete Buttigieg had a spike earlier in the year, and he's kind of come down. Kamala Harris had a spike after the first debate. She's kind of come down from that. Other candidates have kind of gone back and forth. But those numbers that you mentioned seem pretty similar to the way that we've seen polls shake out for the last few months, with some candidates getting more or less, but kind of the same top tiers, Joe Biden in the lead, a couple of candidates right behind him, and it's the same candidates every time. So do you see any reason to think that those numbers are going to change significantly down the road?
Well, there may be. I mean, you know, people like you and me and probably a lot of our listeners have been following this race very closely from the very beginning, right? But there's a lot of people who are going to be ending up voting, especially in places like Iowa and New Hampshire, who sort of relish taking their time and, you know, going to see all the candidates and meeting them. And, you know, they've got several months yet to kind of make up their mind and or start tuning into the race. So, you know, I think we'll see, you know, it's always possible, and we've seen this many times before in primaries on both sides on the presidential level. When you get into the last month or the last couple of weeks, things start shifting. Things have the potential to shift as you get closer to the time that folks actually start voting.
Democratic voters kind of considering a couple different things here. You want to choose your favorite candidate out of the 20, but you also want to choose the candidate that's most electable in the general election. Where are voters leaning one way or the other there?
Yeah, you know, we asked people why they were supporting their preferred candidate. Is it because they like them the best, or is it because they think they have the best chance of beating Donald Trump? And 56% of primary voters said they're supporting their preferred Democratic candidate for president because they like them the best. 33% said they're supporting them sort of on the electability angle because they think they have the best chance of beating Trump. Now, we found that Joe Biden is at 60% among the group most concerned about electability, and he's only at 25% among the group most concerned about supporting the candidate they like best personally. Elizabeth Warren sort of has the reverse gap. We found that 18% of those that were most concerned about voting for their favorite support Elizabeth Warren, the most of anyone, but just 5% among those most concerned about electability went with Warren.
I know you're focusing primarily on the primary race here, but did you find any Democrats who said they were going to support Trump?
A few, and you know, interestingly enough, among that small group of people, Tulsi Gabbard is their candidate. She's polling at 9% among the segment of Democratic primary voters who say that they approve of the job that Donald Trump is doing, which is a very small group of people, but there are a few of them, and apparently Gabbard is their candidate.
Speaking with Jim Williams again, publicpolicypolling.com for more numbers from Public Policy Polling. Talking about this survey that just got released of Democratic primary voters, and it's a national survey. We've been talking about the numbers with regard to the primary itself and which candidates people favor. You also asked where Democratic voters stand on the kind of key issues of the day. What did you find there?
Yeah, you know, we asked folks if they considered themselves to be more progressive or more moderate, because there's this developing narrative in the media that there's a divide going on between progressive Democrats, sort of the Bernie, Elizabeth Warren wing of the party, against the, you know, more moderate Democrats, the Biden folks, and you know, maybe some of the folks that are leaning towards more of the centrist crop of candidates. We found that 54% of Democratic primary voters said that they would describe themselves as moderate, mm-hmm. and 46% said that they would describe themselves more as progressive. But then when you ask them, you know, how they feel about those issues that you were talking about, there, we didn't find much of a divide there in terms of policy. 59% of progressive voters said they're more likely to support a candidate who favors Medicare for all, for example. But so did 52% of moderate voters said they felt the same way. 82% of progressive voters said that they're more likely to support a candidate who wants to implement a wealth tax, taxing, you know, people who have tens of millions of dollars of wealth and higher, you know, to fund more programs. 72% of moderate voters said that they agreed. 73% of progressive voters said they're more likely to support a candidate who wants to do a Green New Deal. 60% of moderate voters, same thing. And it goes on and on down the line. So, you know, I think the divide that people are looking at between progressive and moderate Democrats may be more of a stylistic one than anything to do with actual policy. Mm-hmm.
The six issues that I'm looking at here in the numbers, you mentioned a few of them: Medicare for all, a wealth tax, a Green New Deal, mm-hmm. gun control, abortion, and impeachment of President Trump. Did you find any progressives that said no to all six of those? Because there are some progressives who said no to each individual one.
Yeah, I'd have to go actually dive into the data and look, but I would be surprised if anybody who called themselves a progressive would be against all six of those. I think that's pretty unlikely.
So as we wrap up this conversation, biggest takeaway from this, what should people get from these numbers?
Yeah, I think the divide that people are, you know, wanting to kind of chin up in the party might be a little bit overblown. It doesn't really pan out when you ask people specifically about their policy preferences. I think, you know, one other thing that I noticed in the poll, I think there's a fair amount of Democratic voters who haven't really given this a ton of thought yet, haven't mm-hmm. really tuned in. We found that the name ID on a lot of the middle tier and lower tier candidates is still pretty low. And so I think, you know, there's still time for things to change. Biden is definitely, you know, the nominal front runner right now, but things can change as more and more folks start tuning in and more candidates start sharpening their differences and doing paid media and things like that. And, you know, we've still got a long way to go.
PublicPolicyPolling.com for more numbers. You can also find them on social media at PPP Polls. Jim Williams, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron. Always a pleasure.